Let's pick up Jerry in Eaton, Colorado, and he's got a question about his dad. Are you there, Jerry?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Bob Marshall. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And how old is your dad?
Well, my dad's 80 years old, and what happened last year, he went in, his leg swelled up, and he got a blood clot.
Okay.
And put him on that rat poison Coumadin. I know how you feel about that, and I feel the same way. And they finally got him weaned off of that, and here 2 weeks ago, he got a real bad blood clot, and they went back in, and they put him back on Coumadin, and then Friday morning, he went in the hospital with his leg swollen up huge.
Same leg. Is it the same leg?
And now they're saying it's a real bad infection that was caused by the blood clot.
Okay, so the first thing we want to do here is get him on Circuzyme. Okay, and how much does your dad weigh?
About 220.
Yeah, he's a big guy. Okay, normally we use about 4 a meal in a case like this. He's going to get the booby prize. He's going to have to use about 6 per meal. And that's only maybe 2 weeks. Then I'd start cutting down to 4 per meal. Now, right in here is the ingredients in a product called Invisivane. Now, the advantage of Invisivane is what it does is it strengthens the walls of the veins and the arteries.
Okay.
So the issue that has occurred where this thing is clotted and there may be an issue of integrity, this will take care of that. But usually when we have clotting, we need something to keep the blood slippery. And my favorite thing to do that, believe it or not, is cod liver oil.
Cod liver oil, okay.
And one other guy, and that is Max Stress B. So these two guys should do the job. You're going to need to probably start at a quarter teaspoon of the B and work him up to 2 teaspoons per day. The cod liver oil, if he won't take the liquid, if he takes the liquid, he just needs a half teaspoon. If he won't do that, you can give him 4 vegetable capsules. Okay? And those should be taken with the protein meal. So if he's just eating a banana and he takes it, he's not going to get much because the fats require protein as an escort. And so many people take these pills at breakfast and then don't eat any protein. It's really not funny, but they can't figure out why it doesn't work. It has to be with a meal that's protein. So if there's nothing at breakfast, move it to lunch. And I'd rather have it earlier in the day if I can get it, okay?
Now, are you talking about the cod liver oil only?
Correct.
Okay.
Cod liver oil only.
Okay.
Now the next step is you've got to get him digesting his food. That's why he has this mess, because the food is constantly rotting. So he needs to be on the HCL detox kit, and you're in luck. Today is the day it's on special, and he needs a good dose, though. At his weight and his age, he needs somewhere close to maybe 8 capsules and 8 HCL and 4 activator, and I'd start him out at 4 and see how he does at a small meal, and make sure that he doesn't have a scar trauma from the forehead to the pubic bone. If he does, then you've got to give him stomach complex as a tea. Now, he's over 200 pounds, so it takes 3 capsules as tea, and he would have to have that before the meal. And you might get one bottle and make sure that if he tries the HCL and bothers him, then he makes the tea, retries the HCL, he should be okay. And now he's got a way to disinfect everything, to clean everything, because the HCL is a wonderful cleanser and detoxifier, so he can clean the blood and clean everything else, and it'll tend to reduce this load. Now, knowing that it's only one leg, left or right leg, whichever one it is, would also make me suspicious we've got an issue with kidney on that side. So what I would like to do is get on about 4 kidney per meal, until we figure out what's going on here, and then ultimately get him to a QRA practitioner and have him tested so that we can find out exactly what set off this tailspin. He may have had an injury to his low back or his tailbone, or
I remember when I was younger, he did have back surgery because he did have a lower back problem, and that's been probably 25 years plus.
So that's the problem. And so he's going to need to learn how to medibody pack that, so we can erase that load to the kidney, okay? And he can regain a level of health that's hard to believe. I am way stronger today than I was 10, 15 years ago, and the skin on my hands looks 20 years younger, and I'm 15 years older. I tell you, if you learn how to fuel this machine, he can have some really good years, okay? And I made notes of all this, so if you didn't get it all, if you call the order line, just ask for Jerry in Colorado, and they'll get it for you.
How should we wean him off of that Coumadin? Is there something we can do to get him off of that? Because I know he's open to nutrition, but I know he's scared after being in the hospital, so it's going to be one of those.
Well, I don't think it's an issue at this point.
Okay.
The antidote to the warfarin's poisonous. See, that should be coordinated by the medical doctor. They already tried once, and he got in trouble because he failed to make these other changes. It always amazes me that so many people in the public think that they can stop a drug or stop a nutrient when they've made no other provision to change the situation for the body, and yet they still expect a different outcome. I don't understand why we are so illogical, but we are. So I don't think that's an issue. I think that'll be between him and his medical doctor.
Uh-huh.
And I think the medical doctor probably is acutely aware of warfarin side effects. So one thing that could help protect him from the side effects, there are actually two things. One is cocuquinol, and he could take a couple of teaspoons of that per day, 2 to 3 teaspoons. He could mix that right in with the Max Stress B, and that's protection number one. But then the second protection would be the bioflavonoids. He's already got some in Circuzyme, but I would get on multipollen, because one of the very sad things with warfarin is the fact that you may develop bleeding in the nose or lungs or elsewhere, and it can be a fairly serious episode. The multipollen tends to maintain that integrity, and Lord willing, at his body size, I'd probably use about 3 per meal. And that should give him protection until the medical doctor feels he can begin to titrate away from that, okay?
Yes.